Welcome to Clark Capital's quarterly market and economic review. I'm Patty Quinn McCauley, head of marketing. Each quarter, I'm joined by our senior client portfolio management leaders, Pete Eisenrich, and our head of client portfolio management, Glenn Dorsey. They'll be breaking down our five economic gauges and their implications for the markets. So Glenn, Pete, thank you very much for being here with us today. Let's get started. Over to you, Glenn.
Thank you, Patty. As a reminder, these five gauges represent the major drivers of the stock market. And the basic premise is if the gauge is straight up and down at 12 o'clock, it's a neutral for our outlook. If it's to the right, it's a positive. And if it's to the left, it's a negative. Four of the gauges stayed the same this quarter. Only one moved, and that was investor sentiment. But why don't we start off with the economic gauge, Pete?
Yeah, the economy is a gauge we decided to keep in that neutral position. And really, as we were coming into 2023, one of our big themes was we thought the strong economic growth that we experienced in the second half of 2022, we would continue that momentum into 2023. And really, a couple of quarters in, it looks like that theme has played out. We just got the latest reading on first quarter GDP, and it was revised actually pretty markedly upward to about 2% annualized GDP growth. Right now, the current running estimate for the Atlanta Fed GDP now, that's kind of an ongoing estimate of what the current quarter's GDP looks like. For the second quarter, that's coming in now at 2.1%. So if you've heard Glenn or I talk about the economy over different periods of time, we say kind of that low 2% number is about what we expect out of the U.S. economy over the long run. And that's right where we're at right now. Again, I think it does justify keeping the economy gauge in that neutral position. However, we want to acknowledge that we are likely going to see some slower economic growth as we go through the second half of this year. That's being driven mainly by those rate hikes that we went through last year, and the economy still absorbing those as we get into kind of the year anniversary of those really aggressive rate hikes of 0.75% that we got through the summer and the fall of last year. One of the really strong areas of the economy that continues to kind of push the economy forward has been the job market, and that looks like it's continued to maintain its momentum. We actually, this week, for the June number, got a couple of readings. They get a little bit mixed, but a really strong private reading on the job market, and then a bit of a balanced reading from the Labor Department. But ongoing progress is being made in the job market. We're still at that point where there are millions more jobs available right now than people looking for jobs. So, you know, that debate between the soft landing and a mild recession, that continues. You know, I think our primary thinking there is still kind of in that 45-50% chance for both of those. But that the idea of the soft landing really has started to pick up in recent weeks. I don't know if you have any final comments on the economy, Glenn.
Yeah, I think the standout has really been the labor market. We saw unemployment at 3.4%, which matched the lowest levels from back in 1969, ticked up to 3.7%. And then with the most recent release, it went back to 3.6%. We added 206,000 jobs. I think the other standout and thing to note is that earnings have really bounced back. So in the first quarter, we had positive year-over-year earnings growth for the S&P 500 with operating earnings. And that's on the back of three quarters in a row where we had down year-over-year earnings. So that's a really important development. The economy, again, is driven primarily by the consumer, and that with that labor market holding in, it's postponed the economic slowdown that we've been expecting. Interestingly, moving us to the next gauge, which is monetary policy, we left that one notch negative. The Fed did finally have a meeting and not raise rates, and that's back in June. That's the first time since March of last year that they have not raised rates. Expectations are for another quarter point increase this month in July. And then what the Fed Funds futures market is suggesting is that they go on hold until the spring. Last quarter, expectations were for rate cuts later this year. And that's getting pushed back as the economy continues to be stronger than people expected. So monetary policy, it's certainly not the headwind that we faced before, but it's certainly not a tailwind at this point either. Pete, anything to add?
Yeah, you know, we do believe we're in the late innings of this rate hike cycle. As Glenn said, they did do this skip, and it's interesting, that was really the terminology we were hearing from the Fed prior to that June meeting, which kind of insinuates that, hey, you might not have a rate hike at one meeting, which was what happened in June, but it might come again in July. So again, the market is anticipating that additional rate hike in July. Inflation continues to trend downward. I mean, something that we've continued to see steadily improve over the last several months, really since the highs of last summer is where we kind of peaked on those inflation readings. Those have continued to come down. Now we are getting into a period where probably the easy lifting on improving inflation has happened. It might be more challenging as we're trying to get from those 4 and 5% readings now to that 2% long-term goal of the Fed. But for example, the latest reading on the producer price index, the headline number was a 1.1% annual increase. So, I mean, dramatically lower inflation levels that we're seeing based on a variety of inflation data. So, yeah, monetary policy is going to be very interesting to watch. We seem to be in this near-term period where some of the bad news is good news and good news is bad news. We had some of those better numbers on the job market recently and saw the market react with the idea that this might make the Fed raise a little bit higher than people were anticipating and maybe a little bit longer. So we do think we're in the late innings of this rate hike cycle. We'll have to watch to see how this transpires through the summer and into the fall. That leads us to our next gauge, which is valuations. This is another gauge that we did not change. We keep it in that neutral position and really referencing something Glenn mentioned just a few minutes ago about the economy. We had been and we did see those earnings revisions through much of the early part of this year. It was something we were fully anticipating and we were seeing that occur. Kind of the really good news I think that's occurred over the last month or so has been it looks like those earnings revisions have started to bottom and we're starting to see those pick back up. So we've seen the stock market rally, right? We all know that really coming from those October lows from last year. We've had a pretty good three quarters in the stock market. So prices have gone up. So we've been monitoring how our earnings matching that. And so earnings revisions look like they might have bottomed. We might see some improvement on that earnings front. And that'll really be helpful when we look at the valuation of the market. We would still argue we're kind of in that longer term historical average when we look at the forward price to earnings or PE ratio of the stock market. So again, as an active money manager, we're pretty comfortable in a fairly valued market. And we would deem this as probably a market that's in that fair value range. Glenn, any thoughts on the valuation side?
Yeah, so to add to Pete's comments about the market valuations, while the S&P 500 in aggregate is pretty much in line with long-term forward multiples, if you look at mid and small cap companies, they're several multiple points cheaper than the market in whole, and the average stock is also a couple multiple points cheaper. So there's still a lot of good values out there. I think importantly, when you look at the guidance that companies offered at the end of the first quarter, 58% of the companies that offered guidance told analysts to raise estimates, and that hasn't happened in a while. So it's good that earnings estimates are starting to move up a little bit, along with the market moving up. That brings us to our next gauge, which is investor sentiment. Along with the market going up, bullishness levels have also gone up. Now, if you remember, this gauge is kind of a contrary indicator. The more excited people are about stocks, the more negative it is for our outlook. So we took this gauge from one notch forward to one notch backward. So we moved it back two spaces. So what we've seen is kind of fear and skepticism replaced by a little bit of optimism. And for the first time in a while, there are more bulls than bears. When you look at the American Association of Individual Investors weekly survey, we've also seen the VIX come down from pretty high levels to what we put as kind of a complacency level. So that has us moving this gauge one notch backwards. Pete, anything to add to that?
Seeing that VIX hit the 52-week low, seeing those surveys where now that bullish reading is above its historical average, that's really what kind of compelled us to bring that gauge back into that slightly negative territory. I do think with investor sentiment, this is a really meaningful gauge when we get to those extremes. And we're really not at those extremes right now of really excessive bullishness or really excessive bearishness. We've clearly made this kind of move in the interim where we've gone from that slightly bearish world, which again is positive when we look at this gauge, into that slightly bullish world, which is negative when we look at this reading. So this was the one gauge that we changed going into the second half of the year because of those readings that we're currently seeing. Our final gauge is interest rates. And this is another one that we keep in its same slow backward position. And again, still acknowledging the massive increase in rates that we went through last year. We know this year we've had a lot of volatility on the interest rate front. We've seen rates come down really during the first quarter. We've seen those rates start to back up and move higher now during the second quarter. We're actually kind of getting to some levels that we saw, especially on the longer end of the interest rate, the yield curve that we saw at the beginning of the year. So we still have an inverted yield curve. That remains. That's a reason why we have this as a slight negative. We know rates have moved up, but we think still from a longer-term perspective, rates are kind of just getting back to levels that we historically, you know, live in that world, you know, where we often have rates, you know, in the 10-year is around 4%. I mean, it's for us, it's a change because of where we were in the last couple of years, but it really is a level that we've been at during different periods of time in our history. So, yeah, Glenn, any final comments for you on the interest rate side?
Yeah, we've been dealing with an inverted yield curve for a while. We did start to see long rates come down from the end of October up until a couple months ago, and then they started to go back higher as the strength of the economy is being noted by the market. So, you know, clearly we're going to be in an inverted yield curve for a while. That's historically been a headwind for the market, although stocks bottomed back in mid-October and have been kind of fighting through that inverted yield curve. So we'll keep our eye on that. We're about 150 basis points inverted, with meaning the three-month bill is about a 1.5% higher yield than the 10-year Treasury. That's the measure we tend to look at. It's hard to paint this as a positive at this point. But at some point, as the economy slows, we'd expect longer-term rates to move back down as they had before. So with that, Patty, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn Peep, as always, thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your insights and perspectives on the markets and the economy. And thank you for watching. Our client portfolio managers are here to help you and your clients navigate the markets. If you have any questions, please reach out to your client portfolio management team or your regional investment consultant. And be sure to check out the Navigator Insights blog, that's blog.ccng.com, for our latest insights, commentaries, videos, and market updates. Again, that's blog.ccng.com. Thanks again, and have a great summer.